Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday morning. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, when you've outgrown your home and changing those bad habits. The fact is, real change requires more than coming up with a list of New Year resolutions, because just saying you're going to get rid of a bad habit may not be enough.
Research says that it's actually a lot more of an embedded kind of behavior. So it's a response to a certain cue. It's almost autonomic. So that's why people have to make a more concerted effort to get rid of them.
Dennis Nishi wrote in the Wall Street Journal that you have to identify the triggers that set off bad behaviors.
For example, if you tend to snack when you're really tired, you have to basically work on visualizing a different kind of response to that.
On the job, says Nishi, employees might have bad workplace habits that they're not even aware of, and they'll need to determine what the problems are.
They might be procrastinators, they might be complainers, they might overeat or smoke. A lot of these things can be attached to the workplace and things that you do.
As we continue, outgrowing your current home.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 7878 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7878.
Although buying a home is likely the biggest financial move you make in your life, Michael Schreiber of Credit.com says there will come a time when you outgrow the place.
Maybe this was your starter home, or some significant milestone in your life means that you need to move. Whatever the case, there are signs that your current home may no longer suit you. The most common reason is simple. You need more space. A home you purchased as a newlywed, perfect for one kid, can get very crowded once more children come along. On the other hand, some people need less space. As you age and kids leave the nest, your once perfect house can become a burden to maintain. To stretch the most out of your retirement years, consider a more modest home in a new location. Lastly, when your furniture doesn't fit and you find all your property is hiding in storage instead of being enjoyed in your home, you may realize that you just do not have enough space. Regardless of the reason, before you decide that you must upgrade your home and begin your search, first consider how much home you can really afford. It's never a good idea to overextend yourself financially, even if you need the space. Consider the impact on your credit. If your credit's not in great shape, it may not be time to buy a new home. I'm Mike Schreiber with Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.